Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and went up upon a mountain to pray. As he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. Two men, Moses and Elijah, appeared in glorious splendor, talking with Jesus. They spoke about his departure, which he was about to bring to fulfillment at Jerusalem. Peter and his companions were very sleepy, but when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As the men were leaving Jesus, Peter said to him, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what he was saying. While he was speaking, a cloud appeared and enveloped them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. A voice came from the cloud saying, "This is my Son, whom I have chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, they found that Jesus was alone. The disciples kept this to themselves and told no one at that time what they had seen. That's recorded for us in Luke chapter 9, verses 28 through 36. It would take many hours of sharing to cover all the various thoughts that could come from this passage of Scripture. It is such a special scene for us to have revealed in the written Word. Believing in the Scriptures, this experience witnessed by these apostles gives us reason to accept the true identity of Jesus as the Son of God. It is Christ's glory that we see, and that we can place our faith in Him as having come from heaven, and that He returned to heaven where He prepares a place for us in glory. I hope you are waiting for the Lord's return. Whether we are alive or in our graves, He has promised to give all of His followers a glorified body. By our presentations, we want to present Jesus in all His glory to the folks who listen. We believe that the Bible reveals all the evidence we need to place our trust in Him as Savior, Redeemer, and Friend. If you do not know Jesus, let us share some of what we believe with you today.
Jesus, holy, risen, mighty, you are so incredible. You are Savior of the world, perfect answer to my song.
are Savior of the world.
The perfect answer to my sorrows. Now I am rejoicing, for you are Savior of my life. You are Savior. How I love you.
How I love you.
My Redeemer.
How I praise you.
How I praise you. There is no place for condemnation when I lift your name on high.
Jesus went up upon the mountain to pray, and he took three disciples with him. Obviously, their presence was to provide a witness for the other apostles after his resurrection, and that witness is also for us as well. I wonder what Jesus may have been praying about that day. I think it might have been about the suffering he was going to face. Moses and Elijah were discussing with Jesus his leaving the earth. Jesus would face the desertion of all his apostles when he faced the accusations leading to his death. He would have Judas betray him for those 30 pieces of silver. Peter would fail in his confidence and deny the Lord. Upon all of this, the crowds and the soldiers would mock him. Pilate would have him beaten with a scourging. The cross would become too heavy for him to carry to the hill where ungodly men, not knowing what they were doing, would nail him to the cross and crucify him. Jesus would feel the physical pain of man's cruelty, but he would also feel the pain of sin, for he had no sin of his own. Now he will bear our iniquities upon himself. He will bear the punishment sinners deserve, guilt and shame and humiliation, along with the separation from his Father, was about to happen to Jesus. Moses and Elijah were faithful servants who may have been encouraging Jesus at the time, much like the angel did when Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. Well, whatever the prayer may have been, two of God's faithful servants appeared with him and visited with him. That in itself is something to believe. How long had these men been gone from the earth? God buried Moses on the mountain before Joshua led the Israelites into the promised land. Elijah was taken up in the whirlwind some 800, 900 years before Jesus walked the earth. These men were not alive here on this earth, but they were alive. This mountain tells us that the promise of eternal life is something to be held on to as we journey to our own death. But before we run out of time today, I want to share something about the voice that spoke and what the voice said. Peter had suggested that honor be given to all three men, but as soon as Peter spoke, the cloud appears. Moses and Elijah are gone, and the message from the voice in the cloud says that Jesus is God's Son, the one that he had chosen to be the spokesman for men today. Jesus is set before us as the one to whom we should depend for spiritual life. It isn't through Moses, and it's not through Elijah or other servants of God that we can find salvation. As Peter once said to Jesus, when disciples were deserting him and going away, he said, "Lord, to whom could we go? You have the words of eternal life." The scriptures say, "Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ." I want to set before all our listeners today that to have faith in the saving blood of Jesus Christ, to have hope in the resurrection, into eternal life, we must seek that salvation through Jesus Christ alone. All the sacrifices of the animals in the Old Testament declare that they cannot take away our sins. They must be offered over and over again. But Jesus took his own blood, the pure, spotless blood, the unblemished blood, and took that into the throne room of the Father and presented it as the atoning sacrifice for our sins. I pray that you are among those who believe in Jesus Christ and hold Him alone as the Savior of the world. The voice on the mountain that day declares that we cannot find another Savior. There is no other Savior. The Father has chosen Jesus Christ. The very first step, not the only step, but the very first step, is to come to faith that Jesus is the Son of the living God. He is the Savior of the world. He is the only one that can give you life after you die. Hear the voice today from the mountain. Heed the voice to listen to Jesus. You will find the Lord's teachings in the New Testament. The Gospels share His doctrine. The New Testament is the Savior's Word, written by inspiration. Open the Word and let the Savior speak to your heart and bring you to believe. Then you can begin that journey of faith, that faith that will give you hope for every day for the rest of your life. And it will take you through the shadows of death into eternal life. Jesus is the chosen one.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.